This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Our topic is the lesser prairie chicken and its habitat and the bird's aversion, for whatever reason, to nesting anywhere near vertical structures. And these days in eastern New Mexico, there are plenty of vertical things, even trees, which aren't a part of a natural prairie landscape. Tish McDaniel is with the Nature Conservancy at Clovis. She says when that country was homesteaded, along came the elm trees.
And bodark trees and New Mexico locust trees. A lot of the elm trees and the locusts have gone wild. It's the same with mesquite. It's not a grasslands anymore. It becomes a woodland.
The mesquite plant. While it's considered an icon of the Southwest, many people who live in the Southwest say the plant is a pest. The Nature Conservancy's Chris Hies in northwest Oklahoma says a couple of reasons account for mesquite encroachment onto the prairie.
A combination of overgrazing and lack of fire or control of fire that originally kept the mesquite in check.
Plus, it's a thirsty plant and competes with prairie grasses for whatever water's available. Mesquite might be bush height, but it can grow much higher.
People have speculated for chickens, the fact that it's a natural tall feature on the landscape, and maybe they associate that with a raptor perch, so an increased risk of predation. Other folks think that maybe the movement of these features have something to do with why they're avoided. Nobody really knows for sure.
That's Jim Pittman, and he did his graduate work studying the chicken and its aversion to nesting near vertical objects. He's with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Willard Heck has some practical experience in this matter. He's manager of the multi-thousand-acre Weaver Ranch, smack dab in the middle of lesser prairie chicken country in southeast New Mexico. Weaver Ranch has been encroached by mesquite.
Certainly not desirable for chickens because chickens are not fond of high brush or trees. They will occasionally use it as an escape cover if they're being chased by a prairie falcon or something like that, but they don't hang out in mesquite.
Working with partners like the Nature Conservancy and using funding from a National Fish and Wildlife Foundation grant, the ranch has been pushing back against the pest. They've treated 400 to 500 acres of mesquite. Often, controlled burning is prescribed to fight mesquite, but eastern New Mexico ranchers are beginning a third year of serious drought, and for them, fire is out of the question. Heck says that fire alone triggers the plant to reproduce by sprouting from its roots. He says you burn mesquite and it comes back in spades. So he's been applying herbicide. There are a couple methods. Aerial application is one. Hand application to the trunk is another.
If you hand apply the herbicide to the trunk of the tree, the advantage is that it's fairly effective. The disadvantages are it is labor intensive, especially if you have multi-trunk bunches of mesquite. We don't have what you would call a mesquite tree. They're not single trunk traditional looking trees. They're bunches of trunks that come out of the ground.
And the hand application of herbicide saves valuable broadleaf plants that are harmed by aerial application.
We have only just applied the chemical in the last year, so we haven't got to the point where we're ready to go in there and start leveling skeletons yet. We need to give it a little time to make sure that the tree is dead and let the skeleton dry out and make it easy to break off.
But Willard Heck stresses that in terms of chicken habitat, the work isn't finished until those mesquite skeletons have been broken off and the low stature of the natural prairie has been restored. Learn more about lesser prairie chicken habitat and hear other episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. The program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures.